Welcome back to the second hour of Leading Edge Medicine. Leading Edge Medicine provides only general medical information. Since everyone's individual situation is unique, you should consult your own physician before taking any action related to your personal health. All content of this program is intended for general informational purposes only.
Good morning and welcome to Leading Edge Medicine with your host, Pete Talbot, along with Dr. Samara Umat. Leading Edge Medicine is sponsored by Longevity Medical Clinics and is devoted to helping you feel and function better tomorrow than you do today by providing the newest and most advanced medical care designed to improve both your body and your brain. Leading Edge Medicine will keep you informed regarding the very latest developments in science and medicine while highlighting some of the Northwest's most prominent physicians, all while helping you separate the science from the silly and the facts from the fiction. This is live call-in radio at its very best, giving you an opportunity to participate in the show. Now, here's your host of Leading Edge Medicine, Pete Talbot.
Indeed, and it's hour number two. Yes, see, Michael, she dances. Even to the wrong music, you know, it doesn't matter.
Well, see, that's the point. My family says I cannot hear music. So sometimes when I've been humming with the music, I get a text from my family saying, please don't hum.
Oh, okay.
I just get the beat all wrong.
Okay.
So I just dance to my inner tune.
It sort of makes me wonder, what does the audience think is going on when I keep saying, because I'm not making this up, she's dancing, you know. But that just means we're happy people.
Happy to be here.
Life is good. I've got Dr. Michael Gilbert from Northwest Vision Institute, who made my life so much better, so much nicer with these new glasses. Actually, the new lenses were under warranty. They were good for 2 years. And so I've got these sparkling new things, but then I've got the new workspace glasses that are just wonderful.
I hadn't heard that term before. I love that term, workspace glasses.
Well, I've tried to create a differentiation for when I write those prescriptions, and you don't have to get it through me. If I write a prescription, it can be generated elsewhere, although I find that many opticians don't fully understand the need of patients for that technology. They think of computer glasses as being one place. The computer's right there.
Yeah, yeah.
But we work in a multi-distance, complex environment.
That's right.
And we're going between screens.
That's
and
right.
Just as you, Pete, mm-hmm. many people have both their cell phone and their laptop, the iPad, multiple screen desktops. And so you're working at all those distances.
That's right. You are.
And with each passing year, as you try and use a progressive lens to get to those distances, it ends up being a neck issue more than a vision issue. Because you're having to tilt your head to get to just the right spot to find that clarity.
Anyway, Dr. Michael Gilbert, Northwest Vision Institute. Now is the time for you to call if you've got a question for him or Dr. Umat at 800-465-8770. Let's go to Ed, Patient Ed, I will call him. He's been very patient. Ed.
Good morning, Seattle. Ed.
Thank you for calling.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, good. Dr. Gilbert, my wife had a cataract operation with you guys on Thursday this last week, and she's had some post-op bleeding in the eyeball. When we came back to see you yesterday, you didn't express any particular concern about it, but you did give us some new drops to put into her eyes for the next several weeks. What I'm calling about this morning is the eye continued to bleed last night, and there's definitely more blood pooled in the lower part of her eyeball, and the area that shows bleeding in, I don't know what's in the vitreous of the eye, I'm not sure what you call it. The eyeball is just redder than it was before. We want to make sure we're not doing anything stupid. Can you tell us what would be the right thing for us to do, please?
Absolutely. So as I told your wife, in fact, I told her as we were doing surgery, I asked her, you are on aspirin, aren't you? because she started a minimal hemorrhage. And I want to really be clear for those people who are listening in horror, thinking the eye is bleeding, that in fact it's a subtle hemorrhage underneath the surface, essentially like what would happen with a bruise. And because the white part of the eye is, oh yes, white, that a few red blood cells show up as being very dramatic. And so even those few red blood cells in a part of the eye where I wasn't doing surgery, but because people who are on any anticoagulant from aspirin to Eliquis, any of those anticoagulants, make them very vulnerable even for, you know, just as you can have bruising elsewhere, you can have bruising in the eye just from minor touch. So even just putting the lid supports in can cause just a little bit of hemorrhage beneath the surface. With each blink of the eyelids acts as a squeegee, and you kind of move those red blood cells around, and it looks like the hemorrhage is getting larger. In fact, it's increasing in its linear dimension, so it's spreading out, but not necessarily more blood. So it's certainly possible that she's having more blood pooling underneath that surface, but would be very uncommon. As I told her both in surgery and yesterday, that little bit of hemorrhage under that tissue that just shows dramatically as being red is largely cosmetic. It does not affect the vision. It does not affect the healing. It has nothing other to do other than it is a collection of red blood cells between two thin layers on the surface of the eye and is largely cosmetic in an enormously high percentage of patients. So if when she closes the eye, you can still see some of that red tissue between the eyelids, yeah, then that's something I should take a look at. But again, the likelihood of that is extremely small. It would be absolutely normal that it would appear to be getting larger when in fact the eyelids are just kind of squeegeeing those same blood cells around so that it looks like it's wider, but not necessarily more blood. Most likely the drops that I gave you, no, I know, the drops that I gave her had nothing whatsoever to do with the blood, because I told her that will resolve just like any other bruise that you have anywhere else in the body without any tissue damage, just that collection of red blood cells. So I would not be concerned about it.
Okay.
But if in fact when she closes her eyes, and if she closes her eyes and you can actually see some of that hemorrhage with her eyes closed, then I do want you to give me a call. And as soon as I'm off the radio, we'll meet in the office and I'll take a look. But I think the likelihood of that is less than 1%.
We'll keep an eye out for that. Sorry for being nervous, Nellie, because we've never done this before. The area of redness was pretty disturbing to us.
I'm sorry you weren't there when, you know, with our social distancing, we have family members listen from the car on the cell phone, and I don't remember you did that yesterday, or you would have heard my discussion with her both Thursday and yesterday, and I think that might have been reassuring, but essentially I went through the exact same thing with her yesterday, and we're glad to do it again.
So thank you, Ed. You're a good husband. That's good. Take care of your spouse. Have a good day. Let's take another call. Let's go to Jay in Seattle. Jay, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet.
Okay. So my call is based on an upcoming macular hole surgery, and the reason for my call is based both on concern and some frustration, and maybe I can just take maybe 30 seconds to talk a little about the frustration. So about 2.5 years ago, I had a complete retinal detachment. Then I had the surgery to reattach that. And then during that procedure, they injected the oil to hold everything in place. Then I had to have the surgery to remove the oil. And then after that, the other eye had a complete detachment. I had that reattached. And then the first eye, I had macular pucker, had to have surgery to fix that. And now I'm back on the other eye with macular hole to have that fixed. And in doing my research about the macular hole surgery, I did see that there's a treatment or a procedure for an injection versus the vitrectomy, but that was never offered. So maybe just like second professional opinion. It just seems like a whole lot of surgery.
Sounds like you've been through quite a bit. The retinal detachment itself puts you at increased risk for that macular pucker or membrane. And the membrane, if left untreated, can in some patients lead to what looks like a hole in the center of the macula. The membrane actually puts a little tension on that, on the retina, and it pulls to the point where you actually form a hole. The most effective treatment is peeling that membrane off because it's what's creating it. It would be uncommon that just an injection would dissolve it. And I think that the reason that they would go to the vitrectomy first in your situation probably is the same reason you ended up with oil. Most retinal detachments don't require oil to compress the retina back into place. It's only the more severe detachments that lead to that. The more severe the detachment, the more likely you have membranes that result in the healing process. So I think it's likely that, are you highly nearsighted?
Not really.
Okay.
And on the other detachment, gas. They inserted it on the other detachment as well as
gas.
During the pucker surgery.
Gas is more common, and oil just means that it was a more severe detachment. If they don't use gas, then that's a smaller tear or detachment. Gas is a little bit larger, and as you go to oil, that's a detachment that they are having a hard time compressing back into the anatomical place where that retina belongs. So it just speaks to the severity of the detachment that you had, and likely the difficulty in the repair and the healing. And I think that probably leads us to why the surgery is necessary as opposed to just an injection for the whole repair. For the whole repair.
Okay.
But it sounds entirely reasonable.
Well, thank you.
I think if you were really wanting a second opinion, being able to take a look at it in your particular situation, as I described, I'm trying to think of the reasons that severity would indicate one course or another. Obviously, looking at it your situation is going to be more informative. But just based on the information you've given me, clearly the severity of the detachments were toward the extreme.
Thank you for your call, Jay. Appreciate it so much. Hey, and, earlier I said I hope Jerry Mixon wasn't listening because I could be in real trouble, but I'm afraid maybe he was. I think I've got him on the line. He's calling in.
Is that right?
Greater Lake. Jerry, is that you, sir?
It is me, indeed. And Pete,
hey.
You know you're always in trouble with me.
Well, that's so true.
It's his middle name.
That's true. That's true. So how's your time down there?
Trouble Talbot. Oh, we're
Thank
having
you.
A great time. Welcome back to America, Samira.
Thank you, Jerry.
You're up there with all the Canucks. I'm glad you made it back safely.
Yeah, me too.
A little slower than I had wanted.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
I was worried about you getting across the border last night.
We're
having a great time. You know, it's a little different traveling during the coronavirus pandemic, but it doesn't bother us much. We tend to take fairly active vacations, so you know we do zip lines and swing lines and horseback riding on the beach and hiking and climbing and you know. So it's we're not indoors or near other people very often.
That's right.
The only time we have to put. But the only time we ever have to put on a mask is when we walk in the hotel in the evening or walk in the restaurant for breakfast. That's about it.
So you're at Crater Lake today, is that right?
We're headed up to Crater Lake. I'm actually going to meet an old buddy of mine that I knew in high school, and we joined the Army together. And so I haven't seen him in several years. So he and his wife are going to meet us up at Crater Lake, and we'll kick around a bit and then
good.
Head down and spend the night near their place, and then tomorrow take the Rogue River jet boats. So.
Oh, jet boats. Cool.
Yeah, those are fun.
So when are you coming home? When are you coming home?
Well, I'll be home sometime next week. You know, this is a typical jury vacation. We have no specific plans or itinerary. We make our plans day by day. And I'll probably come home about next Wednesday or Thursday. But who knows? We'll see.
Well, I'm leaving town Monday, and I get back Thursday, so we'll join up together and catch up.
We'll join up on Thursday or Friday. That's right.
You got it. Well, hey, I'm glad you called in. Hi to Bandine and your sweet little Ivory, and have a good rest of your time.
Yeah, have a great rest of the weekend and the vacation, Jerry. Thanks for calling.
Okay. Talk to you guys later. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
That's fun. Boy, I'm glad he was able to get away. That was just perfect, perfect timing, good weather. He's having fun. He was going stir crazy.
Yeah.
All right, I've got Dr. Michael Gilbert from Northwest Vision Institute. And if you've got a question for him or any question, health question for Dr. Samira Umat, now is the time to call 800-465-8770. 1-800-465-8770. And we'll be back before you know it. We'll have a question from Rod in Seattle. He's got a question about Bellamedica. Well, we'll see what that's all about.
Yeah.
Don't go far. Twenty minutes past the hour. We're in hour number two of 4 hours, actually, all together 2 hours here on 770 KTTH. And then between 10 and 12, we're on another station in town. Wonderful people and a nice station. If you would like to know where we are for all 4 hours every Saturday morning, again, starting at 8, running right through noon, go to our website, lmclinic.com. Top of the page, you'll see a little button said podcast. Push that, and you'll find all 4 hours and where we are each hour, time, station, call letters, numbers, all that sort of jazz. So check that out. And don't forget, we start at 8 and run through noon. But also, when you push the podcast button, you have access to all of our previous shows. So maybe you heard Dr. Mixon or Dr. Umat say something amazing last week, or this morning you heard something from Dr. Michael Gilbert about the cornea or whatever, and you want to have your cousin Fred listen to it, or your wife who's out back gardening or what have you, well, they can just go to our website, lmclinic.com, push the podcast button, top of the page, and boom. She can just go to today's show, second hour, and listen. And that's usually up by Monday sometime. Monday, late Monday, usually at the latest. So just remember to do that, all on our website, lmclinic.com. And again, I've got Dr. Michael Gilbert with us here today, at least through the next hour, with Northwest Vision Institute. And if you've got a question for him or a question for Dr. Umat, we've got three lines open right now. It's a great time to call, 800-465-8770. Pretty much you call right now, boom, we'll get you in. We'll get you on the air. Let's go to Seattle and talk to Rod. Hello, Rod. We're glad you called.
Hey, good morning.
Hi, Rod.
Thank you for taking my call.
You bet.
Hi. Guy. Good. Good morning to you, too. Not so much a question, Dr. Umat, but you guys had mentioned you were kind of looking around for a name for your show.
Yeah.
And I thought maybe something along the lines of Your Beautiful Life.
Hey,
that's
that. Your Beautiful Life.
That's nice. That's very nice. I like that.
I might
that.
Use that for the note to my wife, however, my beautiful wife. But Your Beautiful Life. Excellent.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I can't wait to hear your show. Going to look forward to it.
Well,
thank you. That's very nice. And again, if people just tuned in, we're talking about the new program that starts 2 weeks from today, August 1, I think that is. Yeah, August 1, 2 weeks from today at 1 o'clock right here on 770 KTTH. And we don't have a name for it yet, but it'll be sponsored by Bellamedica, and it will feature different people will have probably Carly on as a guest.
Yeah,
she's
an
expert for consultant from California. We'll have other professionals. We'll have Farah, excuse me.
Our master esthetician
will occasionally be on.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's your show, so you can have on whoever you want.
Yeah, no, I'm very excited about this because, you know, this is like beauty come full circle inside and out. At the clinic, we work mainly on helping you function better, perform better. As Dr. Mixon always says, you know, faster, stronger, sexier, leaner next year than this year. And we just want to continue that in giving you that best outlook because your impression of you is very important as you move forward. So things like hair, face, and that fat loss, that every aspect of your life that is important to you that you have worked at, but you just need a little bit more help because time and gravity, as Dr. Mixon says always, is taking a toll and there's nothing that you can do to reverse that. But a little bit of help really makes a big difference and it's basically delays your need for other more expensive procedures that you might want to consider down the road. So really important for us that we help you be a better you. So that's a very nice name and thank you for calling.
Yeah,
really appreciate
you.
That that's... and look forward to your listening in.
Your beautiful life. That's it, because it could talk about your health, it could talk about your vision, it could talk about just life in general.
Certainly.
And I like that.
Yeah, I like that too.
I like that. We will seriously consider that. All right, let's take some more calls here. We've got several more for Dr. Michael Gilbert from Northwest Vision Institute. Let us start with Leah from Shoreline. Leah, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I am 65. I have always had really poor vision. I flunked the vision test in fourth grade. And so my whole life I've worn glasses. And for quite the last number of years, I've had progressive lenses. And now it looks like I need to have cataract surgery, which is okay, except I have a group of friends who have had kind of poor experiences with cataract surgery. And I'm interested in finding out the different lenses that are available. I've heard a lot of stories about, you know, some are paid for, some aren't. So the costs involved. And actually, for a person like me with really poor vision, I'm very, very nearsighted. If I would just get the standard lens, what would I end up with vision-wise after the surgery? Just kind of general information, if you could, please.
Sure. Great, great questions that we often address. As you were speaking, I'm reminded of a patient. I just did her second eye on Thursday, and I got to see her the first postoperative day yesterday. And she's practically in tears because she tells me that she has been in glasses since 9 months old. All of baby pictures have glasses taped to her face.
Oh my.
And so we did implant surgery, and she elected to have the premium lenses that give you a range of vision, distance, intermediate, and near. The severity of her farsightedness, yours is nearsighted, she was farsighted, means that without her glasses, she could not see near, intermediate, or distance. She couldn't see anything without her glasses, and that's been throughout her life. And suddenly she had vision uncorrected, was in the 20/20/20/25 range, and she could read. So she had new eyes for the rest of her life.
Mm-hmm.
And you asked her, it's a very powerful life change, obviously, for
and
someone.
The important words there were for the rest of your life.
Right. Although one can't predict other visual conditions that could come up, macular degeneration or something like that. The implant technology, I had mine fixed in my 50s because I knew once done, it should last the rest of my life. The implant technologies are age tested by accelerated UV testing to the equivalent of about 100 years. And unless Dr. Umat comes up with a miracle, the likelihood of me outliving that implant is extremely low.
Don't count that out.
I'm not. With senescent cell recovery,
right.
I'm now scratching my head over senescent cell care, and I'm a Dr. Umat patient, so we may be talking about that next generation. But even so, I don't think we'll go 100 years with that implant. Let me come back to your question. I actually need just a little more information to give you the best prediction.
Okay.
But let me just tell you, even the basic most government issue implant that comes with the insurance likely can take care of the vast majority of your nearsightedness. So the nearsightedness can be reduced or eliminated even if you have that basic most implant. So what's the difference? The quality of the optics, so the quality of your vision without glasses. If you have any astigmatism, and most all of us have some have a lot, the implant technologies are able to address that. So again, your correction is put into that new lens in your eye, so you don't have to, you're not as dependent on glasses and contacts after that implant surgery. The next step up, and this is what often Dr. Mixon is excited about, because he had, it would be a violation talking about someone else's healthcare, but he has been kind enough to share this so many times on the radio, about his experience as lifelong nearsighted. He noticed that the quality of his vision was degrading, so he had implant surgery that eliminated his nearsightedness, but he had the implants that retained a range of vision. So although the basic most implant can get rid of your nearsightedness, you're getting rid of your nearsightedness, so you'd have distance, no near. If you have the upgraded technology that gives you that range of vision, this is a little more lifestyle-like lens that gives you a lot more freedom because you have distance, intermediate, and reading, depending on which exact technology you elect. So I think part of whether or not you're a candidate for that depends on the health of the retina, health of your eyes, how much you benefit from taking anything more than just the basic most optical technology depends part on, again, some of those physical characteristics of your eye. Do you have a little astigmatism, a lot of astigmatism? And the implant needs to be tailored, chosen to your eye. And then honestly, who's doing the surgery makes a big difference. We're pretty passionate about how well people see without glasses. And so we work very hard to address every last bit of astigmatism. I'm very proud of the fact that 90% of my patients have driver's license vision or much better overnight. Not just eventually in healing, but overnight. So we really work with excitement and passion about reducing people's need for glasses and correction as much as they want. And the best news is you can't really go wrong, because your nearsightedness can be greatly reduced or eliminated without you necessarily having to go to the upgraded lenses.
Okay. So that's what I'm kind of curious about. Having really poor eyes my entire life, I have nothing to compare it to. And I actually, oddly enough, wouldn't mind continuing wearing glasses. My baby grandkids are all used to be in glasses. I'm used to being in glasses. It's kind of a security thing, perhaps. I don't know. But if I would get the basic lens, and it covers the distance vision, do I see anything up close with just no glasses? Or
did you ever wear contacts?
I tried once, and they were a total failure.
Okay, so then one way you can simulate what your vision would be, distance only, would be to put on your glasses and don't let yourself use the progressive lens or the bifocal. Only look through the upper pair of glass, upper portion of the lenses, and then look at something. Hold something you're reading up, so you're looking through the distance part of the lens, and look at some, like your cell phone or your speedometer and such like. You can get a pretty good idea what that distance only would be. However, bear in mind, if you have a lot of astigmatism, your glasses are correcting that. Now, I want to address one of the things that you said about wearing glasses. I don't need glasses. In fact, anyone who sees me in the office sees me without glasses all day long. I don't need them, but I love them.
And you're wearing them right
now.
And I have a fashion array of glasses, all very cool, some dramatic, which isn't really my style, but I let my consultants decide what looks best on me. And so I have some, I have some classy glasses. I have dramatic glasses and I don't really need them. So much like you, I put them on when I want to and don't when I don't. And frankly, even if you want to, there's a difference between choosing to wear glasses and having to wear glasses.
Yeah.
I can, you know, if I don't need them, I can get up and do whatever I want. Not having to reach. That's different from you for your entire life. The first thing you do when you roll over in the morning is reach for those glasses so you can see the clock.
Mm.
If you do your the implant technology correctly, you don't, quote, need the glasses. You choose to wear the glasses for cosmetic or family reasons and their host.
My wife, I'm wearing glasses.
Yeah.
My wife insists that I wear them, even though when I leave the house, when I go golfing and what have you, I
don't need them.
I take them off.
Yeah.
And I just put them in my little case and put them away. But she thinks I look more distinguished. So guess what I wear?
There are reasons. And yes. For similar reasons, I tend to like.
Yeah, you look good with those.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
And so do I wear them all the time? No. In fact, people in the clinic don't see me with glasses at all. So much as you, I think you can choose to wear them, but my suggestion is you give a thought to the difference between having to wear glasses because you can't see without them and choosing to wear them because you like the way you look with them.
Interesting. Very good. How's that, Leah?
That's great. I'm just curious that when you talked about the depths of vision, near vision, intermediate vision, distance vision, if you get the basic lens and cataract surgery, what range are we talking about for having good distance vision? Like if the near
but
vision
here's,
is like...
Here is the, it, here's, and, here's the exciting truth of that. In my clinic, you get to choose. You tell me what distance you want to see best, and we will do our very best to target it. And our success rate in hitting that is typically within a half diopter in over 85% of our patients. Now, most people don't think in terms of diopters, but it's a very small measurement of correction. So actually, you can come to me and say, well, I want my distance. I used to wear contacts, and my one eye was distance, and the other eye was in focus right at the computer. If you'll tell me where that computer is in space, we can duplicate that. I have invested in the technologies and the surgical technique and technologies where we can target your vision to be in focus at the distance you choose. And if you choose the basic most implant, I do have people who do that. There's nothing wrong with that. It just gives you a limited range. So you have to, you know, when you're wanting a greater range, you'll have to augment that with the glasses.
And Leah, we're going to have to go to a break here in just a moment. Not quite yet, but well, very soon. If Dr. Mixon was here, he would probably be saying this. Please remember that in every category, doctors, lawyers, accountants, restaurateurs, there are good and there are mediocre and there are not so good. The reason Dr. Gilbert is here and the reason why you hear Dr. Mixon almost every Saturday say second opinions are incredibly valuable. There's never been a more true statement when it comes to ophthalmology. And that's why this guy is sitting in the studio and about 50 others would kill to be able to sit in the studio, but don't qualify. So let me just say, there are good and there are bad. Dr. Mixon says Dr. Gilbert is the best. Most everyone deserves the best. I'll put it. There's some crazy people out there I don't care about. But I suggest you get a second opinion because it really does help. And with that, I'm afraid we've just got to go. But thank you, Leah. You're in Shoreline. The Bellevue Clinic of Northwest Vision Institute is not that far away from all of you. Northwest Vision Institute is not like a grocery store that you really need to have like within a mile or two, ideally, from your home. But your glasses, hey, you can drive to Bellevue once a year. to see Dr. Gilbert. Kind of a smart idea. If you would like an appointment at Northwest Vision Institute, just simply give them a call at 425-450-2020. 425-450-2020. Never been a better time to get a second opinion. Or for those of you who have procrastinated and you haven't seen, if you're 50 and you haven't seen an ophthalmologist in a year, you need to make an appointment. Again, here's the number, 425-450-2020. And when we come back, we've got more questions for Dr. Michael Gilbert. But I don't want to have Dr. Samira Umat feeling too lonely here. So she's here too. But we've got a line or two open at 800-465-8770. We'll be right back. Boy, we were really late on that last break, but these calls and these questions are really, really good. Obviously, I've got Dr. Samira Umat with me, and today, for a while anyway, through the end of this hour, and I just asked him if he would sneak and spend a little more time with us as we go into hour number three on a different station, but that's okay. And he said yes. So thank you, Michael.
It's my pleasure.
But I did want to remind, because we've had our studio call screener tells me, I just want to remind people that our free health analysis appointments, we do have approximately 10 available in each of our three clinics, Tacoma, Linwood, and Kirkland Longevity Medical Clinics. We have about 30 altogether between the three clinics that are available to you between now and the end of the first week in August. We opened up that first full week of August with the free health analysis appointments. The big announcement, well, it's not that big, but partially a big announcement, is that, yes, through August only, then we stop. We are still giving the free $100 worth of longevity supplements. Even some of the supplements that we've been talking about today, the berberine and vitamin D and vitamin C and
immune factor E,
that's a big
Echinacea
one.
Echinacea and resveratrol.
That's right. Those that you can get those free, $100 worth. But we're not doing that after August. And we're sorry, but hey, it's just the way it is. If you would like to grab one of the free health analysis appointments, you do get the two free tests and the $100 of supplements, if your appointment is before the end of August. You simply go to our website, lmclinic.com, and push the little button that says schedule appointment, and you can do it on your own. I promise you it'll take less than 3 minutes. Easy to do, but grab one of those. They're just not that many, but the ones that are there could be yours. So do it at lmclinic.com. You know, it's kind of funny. We're talking about the new hour, Bella Medica, starting 2 weeks from today. I've actually told Michael here he needs his own show.
Okay. Well, evidently, from today's show, there's a lot of need for it.
Oh, yeah.
And I
was
telling Pete here that it seems like we're running a subspecialty clinic here today.
That's right. Well, that's okay. Sometimes
that's okay.
We have Dr. Brian McKay from Advanced Cosmetic and Laser Dentistry in, again, because he's the best.
Yeah.
We have Dr. Dan Nelson come in occasionally from Pro Ortho. He does stem cell. He does basically a lot of things within the pain category. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so we bring in experts, and that's just...
Absolutely. We've had...
I think it's a smart thing
our
to do.
Our consultant, Carly, come in from Arizona about
that's right.
hair restoration.
But starting with the new show, Bella Medica, 1 o'clock every Saturday afternoon. But like I said, I've been... in fact, I had lunch with Michael and his wife, Colleen, a week or so ago. That was very nice again. Thank you for the lunch.
Thank you.
After I had my little exam with you, we ate in your conference room. And I've told him he needs his own show. I've produced probably 18,000 hours of radio now.
He just wants you to work harder, Michael.
Oh, that's right.
And one of these days I'll get him to do it. The problem is he's probably already pretty darn busy, but he is the guy to see, and I'd love to get him in his own show. But we'll talk about that.
Well, you know, I've seen, Dr. Gilbert, I don't mind saying that, I've seen you in The Office as well. And after, you know, I got gently reminded that I needed to be seen annually as well. It was a wonderful experience. My goodness.
Thank you very much.
You know, it was just one of those, again, for me, it was life-changing because, as I mentioned to you, my eyes all of a sudden started watering so much, and I was beyond myself. I didn't know what to do. It was constant. And then your initial treatment just helped tremendously, and it was like it just went away for months and months and months. But then I didn't follow up and do what you told me to do. So a year later, it came back. And then again, you've treated me. And again, look at me. I'm so grateful. Just feel great.
Here's the way I look about Dr. Michael Gilbert. Feel this way about Dan Nelson too, but especially about Dr. Michael Gilbert. Your insurance company has given you a check. And let's pretend your insurance company gave you a check to buy a car. And the check would cover a VW Bug or a BMW. And it's your choice. You can use that check to either buy a VW Bug, nice little car, or you can use that check to buy a BMW. Now, there may be some fools that would buy the Bug. Or you can get a really, really quality car like a Lexus or a BMW with the same check. That's why we recommend Northwest Vision Institute. There is a difference with every practice. There are the mediocre, the good, and the really excellent. So that's why we have him here. All right. Enough of that flattery. He can't take it. All right. Let us go to Edmonds and talk to Bob. Bob, welcome to the show.
Hi. Well, in flattery category, I wanted to add a little bit of my own. I had cataract surgery back, I think it was in December, with Dr. Gilbert.
Bob, we need you to speak. Bob, excuse me. We need you to speak up or get a little more clarity. You're horribly muffled.
Oh boy, is this better?
Oh, much, much. Thank you. Go ahead. I'm sorry to interrupt you. You better start over. We just couldn't hear you. Go ahead.
I had cataract surgery with him back in December. And it was an exceptionally good experience. I had previously been referred to a very large operation here, and I went there, and wonderful people, and was very, very impressed. But definitely got the impression at one point that I was in kind of an assembly line. And when I called the doctor, who was kind of leading, one of the leaders of the operation, very nice guy, very solid guy, as far as a couple of questions, because I have what was called a special cataract. At least that's what they called it. Excuse me. And I didn't get a call back, and I eventually didn't get a call back from his assistant either. So pretty much at the last minute, but still within their window, I canceled everything. And because I was listening to your show, I happened to hear the reference to Dr. Gilbert. So he brought me in, he took a look at it, and he said, "Man, you know, I don't see one this bad in Africa." You know, it was a very fast developing cataract for whatever reason. So I got the surgery. But then he said, "Now, I want to give you my cell phone number. And if anything comes up that doesn't seem right, I want you to call me at any time. And I mean that. Do you understand me?" And I was kind of shocked. He gave me his cell phone number. I didn't have to call him. But the difference in approach was astonishing. And I work in marketing. I've done it for about 40 years. I've worked with a lot of really good companies. So I've been able to see how people run their operations. And I told him this at the time, that he runs an extremely well-organized and follow-through organization. In fact, I encouraged him to do what he's doing right now. So I just wanted to share that story.
Well, that's good to hear. And I believe it because, quite frankly, I've heard that story from several of my friends, some relatives, what have you. So I don't think it's that unusual. Michael, that's nice to hear that, isn't it?
Yeah, I concur. Your team is wonderful. You know, when the gentleman who examined my eyes, I came by the office the second time, and he was just passing by. He stopped and chatted with me. It was just fun. It was a wonderful experience.
You know, I mentioned a word earlier when we were talking to one of the prior callers about passion, and I can't hide that. I really am passionate about what mm-hmm. we do. And it's a culture that we have in the organization. My staff has really caught that.
Mm-hmm.
And when we interview people, I don't have to interview them anymore. I have my current staff interview the new people to see if they fit.
Mm.
Are they going to fit the culture? Because we all spend more time together than we do with our families.
That's
oftentimes,
right?
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And so the people who are there have to be really enthusiastic, sincerely enthusiastic, about delivering cutting-edge, leading-edge eye care in the Northwest and enjoy it. If we aren't enjoying it, if we don't have passion for what we do, then something's missing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm very flattered. Thank you very much. It really is a passion to do that.
Bob, that was nice of you to do. Thanks for calling in.
Talk to you later.
Yeah, bet. Thank you so much, Bob. Okay, we're skipping the break. Who cares about paying the bills?
Just hope that Dr. Mixon's not listening
yeah,
to you.
That's right.
I hope he's on that jet boat that he was
yeah.
talking about.
Let's go to Ballard and talk with Pete. Oh, what a nice name you have there, Pete. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, greetings, old great ones.
Thanks.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes. Yes, you're good.
Okay, here's the thing. It proves one thing, that you guys can run the show without Jerry being there. You realize that?
Well, we have to do it now and again, but thank you very much. I think we're having a good time today.
Okay. So yeah. Here's the thing. This is to Dr. Gilbert. And I'll tell you my history, not to take too long, 2-3 minutes, and then I'll get his opinion. I'm 75 years of age right now, and when I was 54, in 1989, I went up to Canada to get LASIK because I had like 2400 vision and couldn't see anything. On the charts, I couldn't even see the big E, which way it was. It was that bad. So I went up there in 1999 and got it. And it was a heck of an improvement. And in fact, after the surgery, several weeks later, they said I was 20/15. They said, though, but it wasn't going to hold that way. As you get older, it would be somewhat worse or not as good. And so during the time and everything, as the time progressed, of course, it went from 20/15, the eyes, to left eye being 20/20, right eye being 20/30. So everything was okay, and then I said to myself, yeah, there's this this article in the Times, and it said that there was an optical company downtown Seattle, and they would tweak your eyes, and they would try to make that one eye, if you had not 20/20, in my case 20/30 on the right eye, they could make that 20/20. So this was like 15 years ago, maybe 5-6 years after I was up in Canada at the LASIK. And so I went there, and the guy said at the time, he says, well, we really can't do it. We can't help you because we can't tweak it because it's so close we might do damage. I says, okay, thanks anyway. So I went and had my eyes in Ballard through a physician like yourself, Dr. Gilbert. He did my eyes, my cataract in my left eye January last year. Then, just a couple months ago, he did my right eye cataract. So, about a year and a half apart. Everything, so far, so good. Then, I says to him, can you get my right eye as good as my left eye, 20/20? And, of course, my right eye's being 20/30. He said, sure, we can do that. So he brought me in there just about, less than a month ago, and he put me through the machine and everything, and he did his thing. And I didn't tell him about the situation in downtown Seattle where they said 15 years ago they couldn't do it. It was so close they couldn't tweak it. So he tried to tweak it, and he says, in time, your right eye will be 20/20 like your left eye, but you still have a little astigmatism there in your right eye, and you don't have any in your left eye at 20/20. So is he correct in time, sir, that my right eye will be as good as my left eye, or should not have the operation because it's so close you can't tweak it?
So I just need to be a little clear. It's a complex history. It sounds like you have a little residual astigmatism in the eye you'd like to improve, and you have not had that, quote, tweak that you're talking about. You're considering it. Is that right?
No, he did it.
He did it. What surgery did he do?
They call it, it's a certain name.
Radiokeratotomy, RK, PRK, advanced surface ablation. There are a number of surgeries that are possible. If I were treating that astigmatism, the most precise, the most predictable would be advanced surface ablation using laser vision correction. If I'm going to do a small tweak, the laser is by far the most accurate, and that is the way that I would have approached someone from 2030 who wanted to get to 2020. If there is healing afterwards... If he's saying that after that, whatever treatment he chose, it can take several months, but not beyond that, to get to your final prescription. Depending on the technology, you should either know in a few weeks, certainly in 3 months. I don't know of any technology I'd use that takes longer than that to get to your final vision.
Okay, you say within a couple of months then. So still give it some time.
If it's advanced surface ablation, and not LASIK. If it's LASIK, you'd know within 2 weeks. If it's PRK or advanced surface ablation laser, then that can take several months to get to its very best vision.
I think that's the latter. I think that's what it is. So it's just
I'm afraid we are coming to the end of the show. I'm coming up to the hard end. It's just the way it is. Anything else quickly you can share with Pete?
If after 3 months it's not completely healed, then I'm glad to take a look and see if there's some residual.
So there you go. Thank you so much. And with that, let me just say thank you, Dr. Michael Gilbert from Northwest Vision Institute. There's been several examples this morning with Michael here that would lead me to say this. If you haven't had an eye exam, if you're 50 years or older and you haven't had an eye exam in the last year, you really need to do so. And I can't think of a better place. I really can't. Than Northwest Vision Institute. Give them a call. Set up an appointment. 425-450-2020. That's 425-450-2020. And then, of course, we've got our free health analysis appointments at Longevity. And if you would like one, at least 2 hours ago when we started the show, we had about 10 appointments in each of our three clinics. A total of, I think it was 31 appointments were available in our three clinics, Tacoma, Linwood, Kirkland. So if you would like one, you just go to our website and you do it yourself. You schedule your own appointment online by going to lmclinic.com. Push the little button that says schedule appointment and you can do that. You select the clinic that's best for you. And when you do that, the schedule for the free health analysis appointments will come up on your screen. You just click on the one that you'd like. And husband and wife, click on two of them. You just do it right there and make the two appointments as close together. Sometimes they're available back-to-back, and maybe that will work out. Again, that's at lmclinic.com. And if you want to know where we are for the next 2 hours, simply, again, go to our website, lmclinic.com, and push the podcast button at the top of the page. And when you do that, the schedule for all 4 hours every Saturday morning from 8 through 12 o'clock noon, 2 hours here on KTTH, and then 2 hours at our next station, you'll know where we are. You can find us and join us. And I'll just tell you, I've asked Dr. Michael Gilbert to stay with us at least for the next half hour or so. And so if you've got a question, find us and call in to the show, because he'll be there, along, of course, with Dr. Samira Yuma. So thanks for being with us today. Have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful rest of your weekend. And we'll see you in about 1 week. Thanks.
This is Dr. Dan Nelson from Pro Ortho and Conquering Your Pain. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, we are holding off on our regular Saturday 11 a.m. broadcast, but we are still seeing patients both in person and remotely using telehealth technology. We offer state-of-the-art interventional pain services, including stem cell therapy for shoulder, hip, and knee arthritis, as well as for chronic low back and neck pain. Call us today at 425-823-4000 or visit our website, conqueringyourpain.com.